It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner here, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. As we get fully underway in this summer sports season here, as we're going to talk some baseball this morning. Of course, the Lady D's on the road. They've got a tournament going on this morning, and they're going to be fully at it. Coach Mitch Chance and the girls right now, opening pitch in Oskaloosa, and in their tournament. Baseball team last night taking on Knoxville, but we're going to talk with head coach Jake Schroeder over in Sheraton. We're going to talk about the unveiling of their new lights. So what a magical night that was Monday night. We went over there and broadcast their ball game versus Clark. A very good ball game, but really a big moment for Sheraton and coach Jake Schroeder, and we're going to visit with him about that moment, about this team, about the upcoming season, and lots of young faces there, and of course coach always does a great job of his aggressive style of baseball. And we're going to talk with him about this year's team and do a little peek forward with the advent of the new lights, the opportunities that provides for their program. So we're excited about talking with Coach, and then we're also going to change the subject here in the middle of summer. With all that's going on here in the sports season, for the summer sports, some of the big headlines this week have to do with the winter sports, and one of those being one of the largest headlines that you're going to find in any newspaper and conversation around the water cooler, and that is, of course, Fred Hoiberg deciding to move to the Bulls. And we were going to have a chance this morning to talk with Paul Clark of CycloneReport.com if all things fall through for us, but and talk about the search. You know, many thought that this would go to one of the assistant coaches right off the bat, and they would hand things over. But from all the indications, they're going to start a national search for their next coach. And some would say, well, you want to look maybe to the program directly to keep the talent that's in the program, but they believe they're going to go out and get a top-name coach, and why shouldn't they? You know, you look at the last 25 years of Cyclone basketball, and as a Hawk fan, you'd say, well, you just have to tip your hat to the Cyclones. In the last 25 years, I think they've had two Sweet 16s, a couple of Final 8s, and so this has been a program that's really been consistent and one of the best, and certainly one of the best in the Big 12. And so why shouldn't they think that they can go out and get a named coach? But certainly, if you're a Cyclone fan, it was a tough tough announcement to hear that you're the mayor has gone to Chicago. If you're a Chicago fan, you got to be pretty darn excited. If you're a Fred Hoiberg fan, you're disappointed. But if you live in the Hoiberg family, and your daddy just got a $3 million raise per year, you're probably calculating all the new gifts you're going to get. So congratulations to Fred Hoiberg and his family. And I'm pretty confident that the Cyclones are going to go out and get a top-notch coach. But will you ever find a Fred Hoiberg? You know, that's a guy that that bleeded. He was a Cyclone through and through. And so will you find someone to match his passion for the university, his coaching skills? That's going to be a hard replacement, no doubt about it. But give Jamie Pollard a lot of credit as a Hawk fan, almost to the point where you kind of get envious of a athletic director that is aggressive and assertive and as confident as Jamie is. And in his personal life, I know he's had some great challenges. So, he's a real personable person as well. So he's a kind of dynamic AD that can get you excited because he's not going to back down. He's going to go after and try to get a top name coach. And the president of the university thought the same thing. So they put together a presidential search committee, and they're going to go out and find a new head coach, and we'll keep you abreast of all that's going on, and hopefully today we can catch up with Paul Clark, cyclingreport.com, and find out his insight into the search for a new basketball coach. Then we're going to move over to some wrestling. That's right, here in the middle of summer, we're going to talk wrestling, and Coach Dave Winger is on location, and he's got his Albion Blue Demon wrestling team in the off season, already at work, and we're going to talk with him about a tournament that's going on today, and some of the things that he's seeing for his summer workouts, and of course, take a little snapshot to the future of what he's hoping and looking to be a very promising season for Albion wrestling. This and so much more as we continue to roll along on the Coach's Corner. When we come back, Coach Jake Schroeder from Sheraton's going to join us. We're going to talk some Charger baseball. So stay right here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Spring is in full bloom at Ogle's Greenhouse in Albia. No matter what you're looking for to fill your lawn or garden, count on Ogle's. We have four greenhouses filled with flowering packs and pots and vegetable plants and over 1,000 hanging baskets. If trees are what you need, Ogle's has the largest selection in southern Iowa. For shrubs, fruit trees, bulk garden seed, or perennials, look no further than Ogle's Greenhouse. Why buy your plants out of a parking lot? Go where the plants grow. Ogle's Greenhouse in Albia. We'll get you growing.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Catching the phone lines and catching up with the head coach of the Chargers, baseball coach Jake Schroeder. Coach, good morning to you, buddy. I know that... You become a marathon man this time of year. You know, baseball season is a marathon season, and buddy, one of the things that's got to be at a premium is rest and free moments. And so, I not only take your free moments, but I call you first thing in the morning. How's that for a good buddy?
yeah. You like to pick good times to call me, but yeah, you're right. We got in late from Davis County last night, and sometimes I'm dragging a little bit, but I think I'll make it. So I appreciate you calling.
Well, tell us a little bit about the early start here, and of course, then you know, a baseball season is going on in the midst of new lights being put up, and but tell us a little bit about the start of the season.
Well, it's been kind of a strange one. It's been a really interesting spring weather-wise. We were practicing and 43, 45 degrees one night, I think, or for a few nights a couple weeks ago, and then we've had, I believe, four rainouts already, and so we've only gotten four games in, and it seems like every storm that comes through just happens to hit Sheridan just right and downpour, and so we haven't played a lot yet, but we're 2-2 right now. We lost a tough one at Davis County last night. They've got a really good squad this year, and And so, you know, we're 2-2. We've got, you know, a lot of things to improve upon, and still have a fairly young team, you know, which is what we were saying last year, too. We only have two seniors again this year, and, you know, I think a lot of our learning curve is learning just how to play the game from a mental side and just some of the simple things in the game, even more so than physical, and we're going to keep working and hopefully keep improving and see a better team here in a couple weeks.
Over there on Monday, broadcasting that historic night, Coach, what a beautiful night for the unveiling of the lights. I just thought the whole circumstances and surroundings and then just the beautiful weather that we got on that night, it really was a magical moment. It was really cool to be a part of that. But talk about that as a coach. I know how much work you put into making these lights come to fruition, and it had to be a pretty big moment for you to sit there and look up and see the lights actually on with the game going on.
Yeah, it was incredible, Jason. It was just kind of surreal a little bit, it was originally scheduled for Friday night, and it got rained out. So we were expecting a really big crowd on a Friday night, and Monday night we weren't sure what to expect, but we still had just a really, really large crowd, and great support from the community, and it was really awesome, and I'm hearing a lot of positive feedback, from everybody in the community, and just seeing the things people are saying, just means a lot, and it's awesome having Coach Millage there, who the field's named after, and he kicked the lights on for us, and of course you were there, and his son Joe that runs KIIC was there, and my athletic director Tim, his other son, was there, so it was pretty cool, and Tim and the school district really gave us a lot of support getting these up. It was about a 13-month project, which, when you're raising $180,000, I honestly was expecting at least 2 years probably, if that, maybe longer. And so to do it in about 13 months was really incredible, and it really couldn't have gone much smoother for a project that size. And it's, it kind of got us up to speed with the rest of the world a little bit, and it'll give us a lot of help, playing a little later for crowd-wise and temperature-wise, and for most of us coaches that also work on the side full-time, it allows us to get a little more work done during the day at the office, and so it was pretty awesome, and really glad you could be there too, buddy.
Well, it was really neat, and having opened an office over in Sheraton and getting to be there on a little more regular basis, just to, it's really... I think it's so unique that Albia, Sheraton, these small communities, man, the people get behind their programs, and it really is a neat thing to see. $180,000 is not chump change. I mean, that's a lot of money, and to see a community pull together, and what they just said to you and your kids, they believe in you, Coach, and they believe in your kids, and $180,000 in 13 months. Tells you how committed the community is to you and the program, and that's some pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, it is, and I don't like to think of it as they're committed to me. I guess it's not about me, but I think they just love the school, more than anything. The people in the community, and they're committed to the school and the Chargers, and they like to see positive things and nice facilities for the kids, and. Our facilities all around, athletic-wise, for every sport, have been, just kind of behind. Tim Millage, our athletic director, is doing a fantastic job of just, slowly trying to upgrade things. And it's a long process when a lot of things need upgraded. So I think people, want to see those facilities. We don't want to just settle for second best. We want to have... top-notch facilities like a lot of our competitors do. Lights is one step and first step, and that's obviously a really big step with a $180,000 project, like you said. So I think people are just really committed to the school in town, and they realize the need for the top-notch facilities, to draw not only for the kids here, but to draw, possibly even, businesses down the road and other people into town that want to move here and want their kids to go to a school district, with really good facilities. So we're getting there one step at a time.
Well, but this year's team, Coach, you know, you guys got the win over Clark, and, you know, I was really impressed. You're a very young team. Geez, you know, you look at this, and like you said, there's two seniors on your team, and you know, some pretty good seniors at that, but I was really impressed with your young team, and I think Ethan Carnute was on the mound, a lefty, and he did a really nice job out there, and, you know, was really had a nice pace to his approach to the game, but... him and Charlie Palmer, I think both are going to be really outstanding pitchers for you, and two guys I think you can go to coach right away and have two consistent 1-2 men.
Yeah, definitely. Him and Charlie both. I actually got three lefties with the Thor Kobe Richmond in there, you know, also, and I kind of have a good, pretty good 1-2-3 there. It's kind of unusual to have three lefties, you know, kind of back-to-back-to-back, and Aaron Kane's our probably our next top righty, and Ethan had a really nice pace about him, as you mentioned, was working quickly, in and off the, on and off the field, you know, getting on and off, and just had a good pace to it, and key to him, key for him is to throw strike one. He doesn't overpower anybody, so he just, you know, has to throw strike one, get ahead of hitters, and keep them off balance. And Charlie threw for us last night. He really hasn't got on the mound much this year with all the rainouts, and, you know, he threw well. He's always kind of our tough luck pitcher. He usually is facing the other team's number one pitcher, and we don't have a high-powered offense, at least right now anyway, and there's a lot of times where just one little mistake here, one little mistake there, will cost him, and it seems like the other team gets a lot of, you know, just kind of infield hits off of him and just loopers and things like that, and it's kind of unreal sometimes. It seems like he's kind of the tough luck guy, but he's a competitor, and that's what I love about Charlie. He always has good composure on the mound and never ever, you know, shows up his teammates or anything. He's just really, the perfect teammate also, and he's been just wonderful for our program and should be pitching some college baseball next year, I believe. He's still undecided, but he's kind of narrowed his choices down, and he'll be on the mound for somebody helping them next year at the college level.
Coach, you know, one of the things, and I've told you this, you know, since you took over the jobs, I've absolutely loved your way of playing baseball. And you know, when you can be aggressive, you'll be aggressive. You know, you'll move guys around, and you're not afraid to have guys running on the baseball diamond. And but the makeup of this team, Coach, you kind of have to kind of feel this out. It's still a young team where you're trying to feel out where you can take those moments and be aggressive.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm trying to get this team to be more aggressive in all aspects. You know, I don't feel like we're being nearly as aggressive as we should, you know, right now, getting good reads on the bases. And, we had a couple mishaps last night on the bases. And, you know, I'm trying to get this team to be more aggressive, like some of our past teams, and taking the extra base when they can and just kind of seeing things ahead of time. And, you know, that kind of goes back to what I was, you know, mentioning earlier. It's, you know, more mental and just understanding, you know, how the game is played, you know, than the physical part sometimes with this team. And, hopefully we'll get there. We're going to keep working. But, we want to be aggressive, smart aggressive, obviously. A couple years ago we could, you know, sit back and wait to pound the ball into the gap. You know, this year's team is going to have to move runners and do the little things because we don't have a lot of power in the lineup. But, you know, we're going to have to be creative sometimes. And, you know, I think the first night against Eddyville we were. And, we got to keep working at the little things. And right now we're kind of in a team hitting slump. We've only mustered up 5 hits, I'm wanting to say, the last 2 games. And, you know, that is something we need to get rolling on. And just back to the aggressiveness, taking more aggressive swings. We're taking a little bit of kind of swings that just aren't going to do much. And we need to get up there and let that bat fly through the zone and just be more aggressive.
Well, I never seen a bat hit a ball that wasn't swung at. You know what I mean? So it's you got to go up there and let it go. And you expect the hitting to be a little behind the fielding and the pitching early in the season, but no doubt about it, Coach. You're going to have you're coming right out of the gate. You're right into conference baseball, and You've got a big week ahead of you. I know you're coming to Albion on Monday. I'm hoping that I can be there. I've got another softball game I got to coach, which I'm looking forward to. But as soon as that game's over, I'm going to try to head over and catch some of your guys' game on Monday night. But come to Albion, and then, of course, you got Carlisle, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. So you got a pretty big week ahead of you, Coach.
Yeah, it seems like every week is pretty hectic this time of year. And those two games at Albion, you know, those are always usually, you know, long, hard-fought games, and they usually go late into the night, and that's always one of our, most important trips of the year, most enjoyable trips of the year, and, you know, we always enjoy playing Albion and look forward to the challenge and, you know, that rivalry, and, we'll have that, and it'll be a long, tough night for us, and, you know, looking for improvement. I told the guys to get some rest this weekend, and, then we'll go Carlisle, like you mentioned, who's got a good ball club, and then Eddyville comes to our place. But conference-wise, I think every night's going to be a dogfight. The conference this year, and you saw Clark the other night, Jason. They're much improved, and the coach is doing a great job with them. And Albia is going to be solid as always. They always have athletes out on the field, and I was really impressed with the. Coach White's team at Davis County last night, they're just always a hard-nosed baseball team, just tough as nails, and they have really tough at-bats. You know, they just don't give you anything. And Knoxville's loaded with seniors this year. They're probably the conference favorite as of right now anyway. And then I know Coach Hodges down at Centerville has got he's kind of like I was last year. He's got a lot of young guys. He's kind of having to throw to the fire a little bit. Where they could probably use another year seasoning, but you know he's going to do a great job too. It's going to be a dogfight every night this year in the conference.
It is always lace 'em up time when you play South Central Conference baseball, and this season will be no different, Coach. And you got a little moment here to get a little rest in over the weekend. Enjoy that. I think you got a softball game you got to get to, so we're going to let you go, Coach. Let you spend some time with your family. But congratulations to you and the program on the unveiling of the lights, and it's going to be a lot of fun broadcasting night games over there, and most importantly, it's going to be fun watching the Chargers. Is I think this team's going to continue to improve, a young team, and you got some real nice ace starters in there, I think, to pitch the ball around. Once those bats come to life, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch you guys play some baseball this summer.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you guys do, and thanks for coming the other night, and hopefully we'll see you Monday night. Try to get there on time, maybe, huh?
Me on time? Come on, Coach. You know me too well, buddy. Jake Schroeder, the outstanding coach of the Sheraton Chargers. And, Coach, have a great weekend. We'll be catching up with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come right back. How about that? I tell you what, he is truly one of the best. A great guy. I love the way he approaches the game of baseball. And, he's really taking things over there in the Charger program, the lights, everything around it is in a positive way. And, man, if you're a young man, you're not playing baseball over in Sheraton, you better be talking to Coach, because you're missing out on some great opportunities, because a lot of fun's been done and a lot of great baseball is ahead of this Charger baseball program. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come right back. Dave Wenger is going to join us. We're going to change the subject from the summer sports right to the middle of winter and talk some wrestling. On this Saturday morning, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Why do customers keep coming back to Pete Harkness Auto Group? Just ask Julie and Steve Baker of Sheraton.
I've already told my kids, if they're looking for a new car, to go see Steve at Pete Harkness. I mean, he's just a great guy. And you know how sometimes it's hard to buy a car when you get a car salesman? Kind of get that taken out of it, that whole equation of the car salesman. We were going to purchase or lease. We weren't sure. We don't put a lot of miles on a car, so we were kind of looking at doing a lease just because we knew we could stay under the mileage and it would be a lower payment. And there's several options of cars that we were kind of looking at in that SUV crossover bunch. Knows leases inside and out. So he was able to find us different leases, and the Enclave was the best. And we were going back and forth on different options to kind of keep our payment lower. And he was able to find different things. Like, we wanted to go with a cheaper wheel. And when he actually looked at the nicer, more expensive, shiny wheel, made the payment lower. You don't get that everywhere you go.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
Just in time for Father's Day. Green Mountain Grills are on sale at H&S Feed and Country Store. This wood pellet smoker grill will really trip Dad's trigger. The whole family will enjoy the unmatched flavor of food prepared on the easy-to-operate digital grill. Just set the cooking temperature and walk away. Extra large Jim Bowie, family size Daniel Boone, and compact camper Davy Crockett sizes available with or without Wi-Fi. Stop in today at H&S Feed and Country Store on the west side of Oskaloosa.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641
932-7105. The most important number is that clock that ticks under 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Bulldog fans, you get your first win of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Alec Clark, 106.
That cradle's tight. He got it.
Skyler DeYoung, the senior from Oskaloosa. The Indians get a pin at 2 seconds. One, and that is it. Nathan Carey, the Bulldogs, get a win at 132.
Colin McConnell in on a single leg, but a good sprawl by Keegan Shaw from Southeast Polk.
Slaughter, 39-9, the junior, and they're pummeling near the center of the mat.
Drew Sams pins the right arm of Dansu from Davenport Central behind his back. He's going to try to lock up the old country.
Mike turns this into a pinning combination. He does. How about that, Cody Jones? And regardless, as the back points are earned, Gabe Rupke of Sheraton gets the first win for Southern Iowa. The Chargers with the win at 106. Can he get this into a pinning combination? He's got that tight. There it is. Bradley Irwin with a Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home pin. And the time will expire on Blake Lawless's pin attempt, but he gets three more back points, and Blake Lawless will get a decisive win. Bryce Leshen gets the tech fall for the Blue Demons.
And there's
there
the pin.
Is. The P-I-N for the Carter, the Iceman Isley.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Memories of another fantastic run that was the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, and he's sitting here in the first part of June thinking about the middle of February. It puts a little goosebumps on your old arm. And why not catch up with the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger. And Dave, with all the headlines this week, I wanted to call you right away because I knew you'd have information on whether or not Iowa State was going to go with a guy who was going to run man defense or be a zone defense type of guy on the basketball court. And so that's why we called this morning.
Yeah, you're not going to get much from me on that one, buddy. I don't know what you're talking Greek to me.
Well, let's talk something that it hits the very heart of who you are, and that is Albie Wrestling. And Coach, you know, right here in the first part of June, most people are thinking about little round balls and playing golf and baseball and some softball. But you and your Blue Demons are in a really big tournament this morning.
Yeah, we are, and that ball's still in our lives a little bit too, but. You know, we got to chase these wrestlers around too. We, like you said, we're thinking about February, and that starts in June. We were able to get them in the room legally on the state sets a date, June 1st, and we had them in on June 1st, and we practiced every day since then. So, you know, we've got a good week of practice in, and something new for us here. We figured we'd come up here and try our luck with the younger guys that we've got, kind of get them acclimated. What's going on for next year, and I think it'll go a long ways for a springboard next year.
Well, Coach, you're at the 2015 Grandview University Team Duels, I look at the lineup of these teams, and wow, it's a who's who. You know, these are names that you typically hear in larger schools, but the names you're going to hear at the top of the board come February.
Yeah, it is, and we seek those matches out. You know, we like I said, we chase these kids around, and we'll be out in Nebraska here in a couple weeks and do our yearly Nebraska team camp as well. But this is kind of a one-stop shop here this weekend where we can get some good quality matches in one day, and it's pretty affordable as well. So, you know, I'm close to home, so we're able to do it in one day. And like I said, the kids had a good week of practice, so we're looking forward to seeing what they've got.
Coach, let's break down maybe the tournament that you got going on this week in terms of who you're playing today, who you're wrestling today, and break down the brackets that you got going forward for you guys this week.
Yeah, we're starting off with Emmitsburg first round, and traditionally they're obviously a powerhouse, and you know, especially back in the 80s and 90s, and actually the last 30 years they've been very solid. So we're looking forward to that matchup. I haven't got a list of wrestlers that they've got yet that are here, but they'll bring some good wrestlers to the table. And if we flip past that one, if we have a good duel there, we'll probably be against either Sergeant Bluff, Luton, or Urbandale, which Sergeant Bluff has a really good young team, and they're on the radar of everybody here in 2A. And we wrestled them a couple of years ago up at the state duels in a really good duel. So we're looking forward to that if we can pull that off. Or Urbandale might have something to say about that as well, but. On the top side, you know, Denver and Ankeny will battle out, and then Glenwood and Pocahontas. So it'll be interesting. Like I said, I haven't looked at the wrestlers, and I don't know for sure. I know there'll be some familiar names there for us, but we'll let it play out here as the afternoon goes on. And like I told the kids, you know, although it'd be nice to win some duels, you know, it's all about the experience and getting kids some mat time.
Well, Coach, who are you able to take with you this morning, and who are the new names that maybe we'll look for in this lineup, and if you know of any matchups that you're really honing in on?
Yeah, we we've got a full roster except for 170 pounds, and I think we can do some things with the guys that we've got in the lineup. We've got, I believe we brought 18 guys, and
wow.
And that's awesome. Yeah, we had, we've had 20-plus kids in the room all week, and there were just some kids that couldn't swing it with, the state trap meet and stuff like that. So we were able to pull it off. I'm going to miss some kids, but we've got Bo Leshen at 106 pounds, Storms over at the state trap shooting meet, so he wasn't able to come up, and so Bo will fill in there nice. It's nice to have a Leshen in the lineup, obviously. And then at 13, we've got Aiden Reeves and Nick Oldham that both weighed in there, and because we didn't have a 20-pounder to bring up. So we'll kind of look that over and see. If we feel like we can bump one of those kids up to 20, we're going to do it. And that'll be nice to kind of get those kids some good matches. And at 26, let's see, I've got David Morris at 126, an incoming freshman, tough kid, and hard-nosed kid. Again, it's about getting him from that time as a freshman. So it'll be fun to watch him compete. At 32, I'm going to draw a blank here. We've got Jacob Fisher that came along. We've got Blake Lawless that came along. Zach Oldham will be in our lineup as well at 138 pounds. And Blake's at 160, so he might be able to fill that void if we can bump somebody up. Nate Ingram's here as well, so we might be looking to bump Blake up a little bit to try to fill that spot at 70. And Ben Mason's at 82, district qualifier for us, and really interested in getting better. So I'm looking forward to working with Ben over the course of the next year. Taryn Padilla is wrestling 195, so very physical kid, new to wrestling, but somebody that'll fill some shoes for us there at 95 as the season wears on. And we've got Jacob West at 220 today, and he's a light 220, but can handle himself well, as you know. And Shelby Warren's going to jump in the Suburban with us. She's a manager at Grandview. And then we've got three heavyweights. We've got Logan Rosenboom, incoming eighth grader, so he'll be able to get some mat time. And Trevor Blackford, who's down to 250 pounds. So we're getting him in fight and shape. And I'm missing a heavyweight, buddy. I'll get him here in a second. So we've got three heavyweights. So Lane Pierce is the third one. So again, just some guys that we need to get on the mat.
Well, Coach, that's quite the lineup, and you know you start to see these, and some of these names will not be strange names to our listeners. They may be first time names, but these eighth graders that are coming up, and I think Logan's only a seventh grader moving into an eighth grader, so you know he's going to be a powerhouse for you too for the future. But the new names will not be forgotten names, that's for sure. This is a really good group of very young wrestlers, and pretty impressive, Coach, here to be, in the midst of a baseball season, the start of summer, and all the distractions that can go on in a kid's life, and to have that many kids in your wrestling room and on the road on a Saturday morning in the first part of summer is a pretty good indicator of where your program's going.
Yeah, no question. It is hard to shuffle the kids around this time of year with everything going on in their lives. But a lot of kids that we've got on our team right now have put wrestling as a priority, and that's awesome to see. Our program's come a long ways in that respect. We took four kids out to camp, summer camp, the first time we went, and now we've got 18. So it's really, we've come a long ways, and kids like Logan, you mentioned Logan, they're really interested in getting better, and the more time we're able to spend with them in the off season, if you want to call it the off season, the better off we're going to be as we roll into February. I told the kids the other day, I said, there's never been a kid that's regretted going out to the summer camps with us. I never have regrets on that, but I do have kids that regret not going to camp, so they're starting to buy into that, so it'll pay dividends as we move forward.
Well, Coach, looking forward to getting the results from a busy weekend for you guys. A powerhouse lineup is going to be a lot of fun for you, and it'll be great moments for these kids and to get out there and wrestle against some of these top-notch programs. But I'll tell you, as I think about the names you just listed off there, these kids have been wrestling against some of the top-notch programs around the country. That's not here just in Iowa, but many of those kids you mentioned off have went and wrestled the best in the entire country.
Yeah, they have, and that's what they need. So they compete well with those kids. So like I said, we you've got to put the miles in sometimes to get the matches that you need, and you know, I just like you, I've got all the time in the world to do that. So it's fun. It's good. It's not only memories for the kids, but it's for the coaches as well. So we soak it in as much as the kids.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to hearing the results. I think you may not know anything about the round ball that is dribbled, but you must be doing something right, because Miss Emma Winger is throwing that softball pretty darn fast, buddy. She's becoming an outstanding little softball player.
Well, she puts in the time too. I mean, she's interested in you know, the thing that I like about Emma is she has fun. And I think it's kind of funny that she didn't want her dad to coach, so maybe that's part of her having the fun. I don't know.
Well, she's smiling an awful lot, and you know that's not allowed in sports. So, but she was having a whole bunch of fun the other night, and it's kind of sometimes it's kind of nice as a dad to be on the other side of the fence once in a while, just to be a spectator, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to. I've taken a step back. I don't need to be involved all the time, and sometimes you just have to be involved as a dad and not a coach. And she's taught me that, I guess. I was always involved in Ellie's softball, and it's hard to enjoy it and soak it in and be a dad, you know, as a coach as well. So I kind of cut my role in half, and I can just be a dad for a while. And they're listening, so I appreciate. They're always great supporters, and my mom and my brother are listening out in Nebraska as well. You know, it's just a pretty cool thing to be a part of, and I look forward to having him back. You know, we're looking for big things in February, as you said, so they're already making their plans to come out, and hopefully the kids perform.
Well, you know what's after June? February. So you better be on the roll, buddy, because it's a blink of an eye like that, and exciting news, because I'm looking forward to another big week in Des Moines come February 2016. So, buddy, you guys go have fun today and get better, and we'll be talking with you and checking in with you next week just to see how things went this week, and we'll be rooting for you.
Yep, I appreciate it, buddy, and it's always good to talk wrestling in June, and you're right, it's going to be here before you know it. So say hi to my wife as well.
Hi, wife. How's that?
Yep.
Hey.
Love
you. Hey, take care, Dave. Take care, buddy. Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Abbey wrestling team. They're already at it, folks. And 20 kids in the wrestling room, 20-plus kids. First week of June. That's good stuff. And not a surprise why they're getting it done in the wrestling room here in Albion. And be a lot of fun to keep track of them throughout the summer as well. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back, and wrap things up here from the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albion to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Harold Trailer Sales is a locally owned RV dealer serving Central Iowa since 1964. For sales, service, and new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, RVs, and fold-down campers, you want to shop Harold. If you're living on the road, Harold has the living quarters to fit your lifestyle. Harold Trailer Sales, Highway 92 West, Indianola. Check out their huge inventory online at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D TrailerSales.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Where does time go when you're having fun? Another Coach's Corner nearly in the books here, but big Saturday if you're a Bull Rider fan, and why wouldn't you be? They're having a Bull Ride and Barrels today at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, the 10th annual Dan Larson Memorial Bull Ride and the Barrels. Again, that starts tonight at 7:30, but I think every eye is going to be on what I think might be the biggest part of the night. No, not a bull with a guy on it kicking him off and flying through the air. No, that will be a close second, but the stick horse race, that's the one I think everyone, at 6 o'clock being the preliminary, so you want to be there for the stick horse race, and the Bluff Creek 4-H Club is putting that on. Children's 2 to 8, that starts at 6 o'clock, and then they're going to have a meet and greet for the bull riders and autograph signing at 6 o'clock. That's your chance to get up close and personal to the bulls and the bull riders. Probably not so close to the bulls, but maybe the bull riders. Really a fun night in memory of Dan Larson, a friend of mine, and hard to believe that this is 10th annual, but it is the 10th annual Dan Larson Memorial Bull Ride and Barrel Runs. Again, 7:30, the bull riding starts, but get your young ones out there. Stick horse race at 6 o'clock, and that should be the highlight of the night, and all that here at the Monroe County Fairgrounds right here in Albia, Iowa. Want to thank Coach Jake Schroeder for stopping by the Coach's Corner and congratulate him and the entire Sheraton program, and truly what a magical night it was on this Monday as we went over there and they unveiled the lights, and seeing Tim Millage there and Joe and their family. The girls, the sisters, sang the national anthem to begin the festivities, but their dad, who the baseball stadium's actually named after, and talking with Joe's mom and dad before the event, that they came out to that field and it was completely empty, and he had a vision that he'd build a baseball diamond there, and they put a backstop up, and that's all they had for a while, and they just had benches out on each side of the field in the open, and Who would think that all these years later, he would be turning the lights on the baseball diamond for the first time, and it was a beautiful sight, beautiful night for baseball. And a young baseball team that the Chargers have, but lots of hope and promise in their program, and coach will have them playing their best baseball really when it matters most, and that's at the end of the season. The Blue Demons are going to be in action on Monday night, a doubleheader, and we'll be there to bring you that coverage as Sheraton comes to town. And the Lady D's are going to be full action this week. Right now, though, the Lady D's are in Oskaloosa. They're taking on Pella Christian, and then Pella Christian and Mount Vernon today in Oskaloosa. So Coach Mitch Chance always having his Lady D's play the very best in competition. And then, of course, on Monday night, they'll be on the road at Sheraton. So kind of tough to bring you both ball games, but going to be a busy week here, bring you all the baseball and softball coverage of Albion and Sheraton throughout the season. So you'll want to keep it right here. Want to thank Scotty Fry, the best operator in the business, producing this show each and every Saturday morning, and he makes this this bumbling fool sound halfway, not fully, Scotty. I didn't go fully, but halfway intelligent, as if he knows what he's doing. So we want to thank Scotty Fry and thank Community First Credit Union for making this broadcast possible. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy the beautiful weather as we roll right along. Summer knocking on the door here in southern Iowa. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.